It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. This broadcast will have some of the most powerful information ever covered. We'll be breaking next segment, but first, know your enemy.
Johnny Vedmore recently published an article exposing the hidden history of the mysterious World Economic Forum, who is currently waging war against the world with their Great Reset. Founder and director Klaus Schwab's three mentors were the most influential people in America's thermonuclear deterrence program, as well as leading proponents of a one-world government. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab at the Harvard International Seminar, which was funded by the CIA. During this time, Kissinger was focused on global governance and depopulation. But it was with the Council on Foreign Relations that Kissinger became a major player by wargaming psychological operations involving America's growing thermonuclear weapons arsenal and writing the book on nuclear weapons and foreign policy. John K. Galbraith was a highly influential economist who helped Klaus Schwab create the World Economic Forum. Galbraith was an economist at Harvard who traveled to Germany in 1938 to study land policies under Hitler's National Socialist government. From there, he went to work on an advisory committee for FDR's New Deal. After World War II ended, his work shifted into nuclear weapons. Galbraith was tasked with evaluating the overall economic effects of the wartime bombing. He interrogated Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and was sent to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to evaluate the damage caused by the nuclear weapons attack. By 1968, Galbraith had joined Kissinger in his pursuit of a one-world government. And it was during this time that Kissinger introduced Galbraith to Klaus Schwab, along with Herman Kahn, who in 1967 suggested subverting democracy by training a select group of global leaders, which later became the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders. Both Kissinger and Galbraith were heavily involved in the religion of thermonuclear deterrent warfare. But Herman Kahn was, as the New Yorker puts it, the heavyweight of the Megadeth intellectuals, and is commonly referred to as the real Dr. Strangelove. Kahn wrote the official military policy on nuclear deterrence and believed that if everyone had nuclear weapons, the world would know peace. By the late 60s, Kahn was pushing for a European Union and joined Galbraith in 1970 on a European speaking tour to support Klaus Schwab's recruitment drive for the first European Management Symposium, now known as the World Economic Forum. And while they were doing that, Klaus Schwab helped merge his father's nuclear weapons company into a company that he then directed to illegally build nuclear weapons for the South African government. In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, which planted the seeds of the depopulation agenda. And while Kahn, Kissinger, and Galbraith helped Schwab get started, what really brought him the international support he was hoping for was when he introduced the ideas of depopulation. In 1972, the Club of Rome's founder was invited by Schwab to make the keynote speech in 1973. As controversial as it was, even Herman Kahn opposed it, the World Economic Forum suddenly caught the attention and financial support of powerful elitists everywhere and blew up to what it has become today. The article suggests that Schwab's supervillain persona is a deliberate marketing tactic to gain the attention from those who seek power and wealth to join Klaus Schwab as stakeholders in society. The author believes that the World Economic Forum is reaching its maximum level of expansion before its inevitable collapse, because eventually people will fight back. But they already know that, and all they really seem to care about is world government, depopulation, and thermonuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha-GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, April 20th, worldwide broadcast. Remember, the most powerful corrupt forces on Earth are working around the clock to try to suppress this broadcast and broadcasts like it, because if the world learns of the crimes these individuals are committing, it's game over. Now, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but a lot of our affiliates do, and I'm going to be airing it again later in the next hour, and it's posted to band.video and InfoWars.com. But the five-minute report by Greg Reiss, the Megadeth intellectuals of the Great Reset, is incredibly important. Now, I know it was founded by Bilderberg Group, and I know the World Economic Forum is a front of that, and I know Henry Kissinger and the Rockefeller Foundation set it up. And I talk about that, but I really forget to put out special reports showing it all. So you realize that the plan is to set up world government to then depopulate you and I under State Department Memorandum 200 from 1974, written by Henry Kissinger as U.S. government directed policy of Richard Nixon. You go back to a document from 13 years before, and that's State Department Memorandum 7277. And it's where they got the book idea for Hunger Games. You see, almost everything you see is predictive programming for plans they've actually got set up. It describes a Hunger Game scenario. Getting chills right now. So that is such an important report. It just went live at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. And I'm going to have that report by Greg Reiss posted under the live show feed today. We put the live show feed on screen for listeners. The Netflix implosion, stock down 30%+, millions leaving the platform, is another bellwether of the total collapse of the establishment. The collapse of Netflix signals the end of the New World Order thought police stranglehold on humanity. Watch live. Now, on top of that all, we have seismic developments in the whole COVID globalist cashless society, social credit score, mark of the beast takeover plan. We knew this would happen, and it's even in the SPARS war game set in the year 2020 to 2023. The document to throw you off, it's really a battle plan, so they get caught with them. They just say it's a drill, but it's the exact same words, exact same names, exact same attack plans, all just moved and scrambled. It's an attack profile, attack operation directive, war game set in the year 2025, 2028, but really set in 2020, 2023. They even describe how after they've hit us with the bioweapon and then injected us with a further bioweapon, how they will then even have the government heads and company heads get in trouble. And then that will further destroy confidence in the economy and bring down Western civilization. So it's meant to all come out. Let that sink in, but in a controlled way. They don't want people to understand it's the globalists now and understand their master plan. Then people won't fall for the Civil War. But when folks find out they've been injected with basically prion meets HIV or VADS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency disorder, it's going to be explosive. And so this is real psycho stuff here. This is real James Bond villain stuff, but the real world. Real ball-headed Germans petting cats wearing weird spacesuit overalls. Okay? They're not playing games. And when people figure out that we have a good chance of beating this, and I keep harping on that, so we've got that, and we've got the economy and the war, and just everything is off the chart. We've got to hit all of this today. We did a pretty good job covering probably 70% of what was on the plate yesterday. I'm going to try to get to 100% of what's on the plate today. So I wasn't going to have any guests on, but something really big broke, so I got a guest popping in bottom of the next hour. But other than that, we're going to have open phones in the third hour, some open phones in the second hour as well, and so much more in the fourth hour. We've got, two huge COVID admissions that are just shocking, that we already knew, but just shocking. And then you understand the behavioral psychology behind this. When they have the head of Health and Human Services simultaneously with the head of the British Health Ministry and the head of the German Health Ministry all come out the same week and say, it's funny, these vaccines kill black people at higher levels. And we had Dr. Lee Merritt on with the genetic testing. You would think that blacks and whites are actually the furthest apart, but white skin is a adaptation to low sunlight. In the genetic testing they've done, and it's admitted, blacks and whites are more closely related than blacks and whites to Asians. And the COVID system is designed to attack blacks first and then whites second. And that's in the literature. That is not debatable. So that gives you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, of what's going on here. And it's very, 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 very serious. Now, I'm getting chills. This is so incredible. They have come out, the head of Health and Human Services, and admitted that the vaccine's killing twice as many black people as anybody else. I mean, they just admit this stuff in your face. And the SPARS document said they would do that by year three, which we're entering right now. And then it gets worse. Project Veritas has done it again. And, of course, they'll be censored and indicted and attacked and everything else for it. But recording of AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Sorat saying millions of immunocompromised people can't be vaxxed, and he goes on to basically admit it will kill them. But they went ahead with it. Folks, this is crapping on us, and then this is rubbing it in. And then the very same corporate media and the very same Democrat Party system and the rest of them are battling around the clock to take us off air and silence us for questioning mass shootings when a lot of times it turns out they've been provocateurs or staged. Because they don't want anybody up here asking questions and pointing all this out while they point their fingers at us and say, we're the bad guys. But Madeleine Albright brags she killed 500,000 children on purpose with sanctions on food and medicine to children in Iraq, and that she'd do it again. Oh, well, she's a big old pumpkin-headed ugly woman, so it's all right. It's like, well, I mean, she's a pumpkin-head demon woman whose dad rounded up Jews and sold them to the Nazis. Well, my God, she's good then. Like, Tim Cook's gay. He can run death camps in China. I mean, come on. Got a little turtleneck. So that's where we are, and it's just an incredible time to be alive. But, you know, thanks to all of you, despite everything they've done and these rigged systems and attacks, we're still on air. And I got to tell you, listeners coming through in the last 48 hours since we explained that we've declared limited Chapter 11 reorganization bankruptcy because the other side's lying and saying, I got $60 million, I got $18 million. I don't have $3 million, and I need about three or four in our system to just pay for product into the future and operate and do payroll. For an operation this big, that's running on empty. That's like you got to go 50 miles and you got 30 miles of gas. I mean, we are becoming insolvent right now. And they're running headlines everywhere that I've got, you know, all this money so you don't think I need support. And so they get a giant jury verdict when I'm already in default, they claim, so I don't even get a real jury trial. The jury is going to be told I'm guilty, and then I have all this money, so they get a giant judgment that I can't even get bond for, and they've told us they want to come in here and shut the lights off and shut this facility down. Of course, we got backup plans, a lot of things, but it takes your support and it takes your will against their will to let us be able to do this. So I can't do this without you. Thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you can call and make a straight up donation. That way we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Right there on the front, it says make a donation. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. Or get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film. Get the Alex Jones Was Right InfoWars.com shirt. All the other shirts are being sold at cost. That one's being sold at a little bit of a premium to fund the operation. And so be part of this campaign. I want to thank all of you that have helped. You're part of history. You're truly fighting evil. And those that have been on the fence, I'm asking you now to be part of history and to take action. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. And I am extremely thankful to all the viewers and all the listeners, and I just want you to understand that we have done so much together, and the fight has now really reached the peak of conflict here. So now more than ever, your word of mouth about the broadcast, your prayers for the show and myself and my family, and the great intervention of God that I witnessed in my life is just so essential, and I'm so humbled by that, and I thank you all. But I do ask for your prayers. And I do ask for your word of mouth, and I do ask for your financial support. So, we have some cost overrides here. We have some problems funding the operation, and I don't want to lay people off, so I start doing a bunch of accounting. And they go, we've told you 100 times, you design t-shirts all the time, and then you don't promote most of them, so we have 60,000 t-shirts. Well, they're down to 40,000 in the last 2 weeks. Great job, listeners. We got to sell the rest of those 40,000. We're never going to remake them again. They're limited edition. Some are amazing. Some are okay. The point is, they're my designs. Over 100 of them. But then I walk in this morning and go, what are all these new t-shirts? They go, well, you decided to get rid of the t-shirts 2 weeks ago. We've got 4 more designs coming in before this is over. Remember this one? Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones was right. With a big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones is right. It's a beautiful shirt. InfoWars.com on the back. I thought, oh, yeah, that's the one I was going to order for a fundraiser to stay on air. They go, exactly. So all the other shirts, including the new ones that just came in, their Let's Go Brandon shirts, you name it, 3 new designs came in this week. They are all at cost. So if a shirt costs us $5, it's $5. Costs us $10, it's $10. This shirt costs us like $8 because it's got good printing and nice fabric. But it is being sold with a markup to fund the operation as a fundraiser, $24.95. And I need the funds to stay on air. And I thank you for your support. And I respect you. And I appreciate you. So get this most triggering shirt you can get to really wake up leftists and others and to meet like-minded friends and others that are awake. Alex Jones was right on the front. Big red thunderbolt on the back. InfoWars.com. It's a very handsome shirt. Great for men. Great for women. Really looks great. And it's available right now exclusively as a fundraiser shirt for $24.95. And we need these funds to stay on air. So we're going to run this shirt for a month. And then we're not going to reorder it. We're not going to keep inventory around. So it's a limited edition historical shirt. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsTees.com takes you directly to the subpage that has all the t-shirts and a bunch of the designs. Some are 20 years old. We didn't print them 20 years ago, but I've been selling 20 years. A lot of those are sold out forever. Every shirt we're offering, the Liberty or Death shirt that Christy Lee's wearing right there, or the shirt that she's wearing right there, Arrest Fauci, all of those are limited edition, and once they're gone, they are gone forever. The classic come and take it shirt, women's shirt, when it's gone, it's gone. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You've got the come and vax me shirt. You've got the vaccine passport. Give people the bird shirt. We have over 100 shirts like the new ones. Let's go, Brandon. See that new color one with him? The 1776 long sleeve shirt. It's all there at cost, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, continue to spread the word because we're changing the world together. The limited edition Alex Jones Was Right shirt now available at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the show. It's being sold at a premium to fund us. Everything else is at cost.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Freedom, folks. You don't have that, you don't have anything. Freedom! 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 All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit some really hardcore news. You know what? I'm going to do this next time. This is a longer segment, but this is the head of Health and Human Services admitting the vaccine kills twice as many black people as it does other colors, which is true. We've got those numbers. But 18 to 64 working age in Europe and the U.S., across the board, it's a 40% increase in death on average and an 80%+ increase in death in black males. And it's directly contributed to the shot. I mean, this is just absolutely over the top. It's not a typo. It's not a mistake what he said. He just said it. I'll play it next segment. And then that ties in to the CEO of AstraZeneca, the Bill Gates minion, admitting that the vaccine hurts people and that you shouldn't give it to auto compromise. And then on the news, they're saying auto compromise need more shots. And then what does the shot do? It gets rid of your immune system and all the studies, turns your white blood cells off. That's coming up. But I'm going to say something here before I hit all this news. I want to thank the listeners because you give me faith and you give me hope. You know, I never want to give up. But when I'm getting sued and lied about and injunctions and shut down and deplatformed and debanked and infiltrated, even though I'm not giving up, when we start losing, right when we're winning the hearts and minds, it makes me feel like I'm giving up. Does that make sense? So the fact that in the last 2 days you have made donations to InfoWarsStore.com and you bought a lot of product at InfoWarsStore.com and you've spread the word, our traffic's way up, that lets me know I'm not alone in this and I want to thank you. Now, to get out of the hole we're in and to really be able to be on a strong footing for the next year, we need to have 20 days like we've had the last 2 days. Because I'm going to explain something. This is the decision point I'm at. If I stop buying supplements and products and things into the future, which is 20+ weeks on average with supply chain breakdown, I'll have plenty of money to operate 8 months. And then we don't have any product and we can get a few sponsors, but that won't get us 30% of where we need to be. So, but if I don't spend the money I've got, then I can't keep the crew employed. I can't pay for the bandwidth, the satellite uplinks, the legal, the warehouse crew. I mean, we're all self-contained because no one will work with us because we're evil Americans. We love freedom, so the whole corporate system's against us. You're now all experiencing that as well. We were just the first to be hit as the model of what the enemy feared. And so I'm at that point where if we don't get several million dollars, which sounds like a lot, it's not. Money ain't worth what it used to be. And again, our bandwidth alone is millions of dollars in every quarter because we are serving millions and millions and millions of audio streams and 5, 6, 7 million videos just on band.video and then millions a day on my own platform. It's over 6 million total people a day clicking on our video streams. And people say, well, put out crappy versions or go audio only. Well, that's the kind of stuff that'll happen. And I just do not want to get there and start turning this place off. Here's an example. We pay for a direct satellite uplink. We also serve a lot of the radio and TV stations with these real-time internet feeds. They're only like a half second behind. And still, though, a lot of TV stations and radio stations want the satellite uplink so they can get us off satellite. And that cost us something like $25,000 a month. That's something we're looking at. Enough affiliates, we've contacted them. We'll switch over to the other system. And so we're going to be turning that off in a few months. So we're cutting everything we can around here. And when you hear this BS that we're rolling in dough and I've got $60 million or $18 million or $10 million or $5 million, Lord, strike me down on my children, God's witness, I don't have $5 million in cash. I don't have $3 million in cash. I don't have a bunch of special extra stuff. I don't have secret investments. I don't have any of that. If I sold everything I have, I could run this place for a couple months right now. If I sold every piece of furniture and painting and gun and heirloom and my cars, which and the left celebrates it. Oh, look, he doesn't have a bunch of money. I came from Access Television. I don't care about money. I've always grown up in a middle class family. My dad has an ancestral ranch. I've got a car that works, and I've got health care, and I don't care. What I care about is freedom and not being silenced. That's what's being robbed. That's what's getting to me. It's having them silence us so they can lie about us and lie about you and do whatever they want to our populist, God-fearing movement. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us in the fight. And that's why when you call in and thank me, I just want to say stop it right now. I want to thank you because, damn it, you need to figure out that you are just as important as I am or more important. We're a focal point here, but you are way more important because you are the mass of people and you're the folks of every race, color, and creed who love justice and freedom and are trying to be good and trying to stand up to evil and love your children and love your neighbors. And I'm your brother. And I want all of you to know that. I'm your brother and I love you and I appreciate you. And we're going to make it out of this with God's help together. But this show, this broadcast has changed the world in so many ways, and we can't do this without you, and you have stepped up to the plate again. When the billionaires cower in fear, and everybody that's even scared of the New World Order won't step up because they're part of the system, and you know, they never put their ass out there on the line. You have put your money out there. You have put your prayer out there. You've put your word of mouth out there. You have done it all, and the only reason we got a fighting chance against this satanic, pedophile, vampire New World Order is because of you. And all that matters is we give them the hell of a fight we got, and we don't back down. And I know they want to put me in prison. And I know they got grand juries open and trying to set me up. And I know all that. And I'm not scared of that. I'm scared of them winning and hurting our children. So I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to back down. But I'm telling you, right now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the books and get the films and get the T-shirts and get the supplements and to get it all and just go to the front page and make a donation. Sign up for recurring donations, $10 a month, $50 a month, cancel any time or make a one-time donation. Whatever you do, be part of history and don't sit there on the sideline because I know only a fraction of our wonderful listeners actually buy product at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling everybody out there, now is the time to get off the fence, to get off the bench, and to step up to the plate and realize they're going to take everything we got if we don't fight them with our money and our will and our prayer and our speech. And our hard work. They're already taking your money. They're already taking your sovereignty. They're going to take everything, including your will and your life, away from you if you don't step up. And I know you're stepping up. So everybody, tell everyone you know how you listen at band.video and InfoWars.com. Be proud of the fact we're the black sheep. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding this kamikaze information warfare operation that will never back down and will never kneel to this scum. But I need your support. The big private central banks owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg, Gothas, and others, they just create unlimited money for themselves. And they get us to jump through all these hoops to even be able to live and take care of our children. And now they're engaged in inflation and hyperinflation to literally destroy the savings of the general public and impoverish you. And so when I get up here and I ask listeners for support, I'm just pointing out that we're not running this system and we're not censoring you. And we're not trying to silence you, and we're trying to promote your freedom. So we're in this together. And I don't like coming to you and saying, I need your support or we'll be shut down. But that's where we are. We're taking on the globalist in a major fight. So I'm encouraging all viewers, all listeners, everybody that has seen the history of InfoWars and all the lore and the Bohemian Grove being exposed and 9/11 and the Iraq War and Obama and the Clintons and COVID-19 and everything we've gone through to realize that they think you're going to get used to this fight and become kind of asleep to the war and having your liberty taken and like just get used to being in a war so long you kind of just give in. No, those that win the war get that it's a long-term battle and commit harder and harder and harder as it gets deeper. And that's where we are. This is not sunshine patriot. This is winter soldier time. So listen, this is your historic chance to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need your support now more than ever. It's do or die. I need you to go there and get great products you already need and to sign up for AutoShip so you get them again, cancel any time, or go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner up there to donate, or go to the live show feed at InfoWars.com. There's a link right there under today's live show feed, and then you can make that donation to keep us on air. This is the fight. This is the fight against you and your family. This is the globalist coming for you and coming for your prosperity and coming for your medical freedom and coming for your very bodies to rape you physically with their GMO DNA destroying poison. And we're here fighting them because everybody else got on their knees and got scared or did half measures. I want to stay in this fight. I can't do it without you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the books, the films, the t-shirts, the supplements, the Brain Force Ultra, the Bodies, the turmeric formulas, all of it. Blowing out years, decades of t-shirts we produced. Over 100 designs at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. Or the fundraiser shirt, Alex Jones is right. Whatever you do, take action. Because only inaction is victory for the Satanists. You override them with your will. Take action now. Pray for the broadcast. Spread the word about the broadcast. Share the articles and videos and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is the trifecta.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Xavier Becerra is the head of Health and Human Services. And he came out on television and said that the vaccines kill minorities twice the rate of white people. It's actually blacks, not, quote, minorities, not the case with Asians. And then we cut this into some newscast and what Dr. McCullough was talking about as well. And then we'll get into the admission by the CEO of AstraZeneca that the vaccine is hurting people, but they covered that up as well. Talk about arrogance, talk about rubbing our noses in it, hiding it in plain view. Here it is.
By the way, we know that vaccines are killing people of color, blacks, Latinos, indigenous people at about 2 times the rate of white Americans. By the way, we know that vaccines are killing people of color, blacks, Latinos, indigenous people at about 2 times the rate of white Americans.
Just days after getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, 2 teenage boys died in their sleep. Medical experts have been investigating what happened, and they've now released their report. An epidemiologist says it adds to a body of evidence that confirms Pfizer's vaccine can lead to death in children. NTD's Miguel Moreno reports.
To attend class in some parts of the country, kids need to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The federal government says they're safe, but gives them warning labels of what could lead to death.
This myocarditis warning that is out on Pfizer Moderna is very serious.
Epidemiologist Peter McCullough says this in light of a new report. Its authors investigated the cases of two teenage boys from different states. Both of them had received second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, only to die a few days later in their sleep. McCullough says that in his view, the study confirms that Pfizer's vaccines led to the deaths of the teenagers.
That's the conclusion now, and it's the conclusion of several reports in the peer-reviewed literature. This isn't the only one. So it's clear that our FDA warnings on these vaccines are valid and justified, and these reports indicate in some cases it's fatal.
The report was published by the College of American Pathologists, which is considered the largest organization of board-certified pathologists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, lists the myocarditis warning on its website for both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines, but no mention that myocarditis could lead to death. We contacted the CDC, but we haven't heard back.
We know we had to do a couple of things. First, we had to change the paradigm where people had to come to us in order to get services. We decided we have to go to you because too many folks aren't fully aware of the kind of services and programs that are available to them. So we didn't want to wait. We went to you. And the other thing we realized is we had to collect better data so we would know where you are and who you are that need the help most. And so we established a minority health social vulnerability.
All right, so, they got a minority vulnerability group and they admit this thing is killing blacks at twice the rate of other groups. Unbelievable. But we know that in the actual documents. It's not like he just slipped up and said that. He's hiding it in plain view to cover their ass later and say, oh, well, we knew about what was happening. Now, here is the CEO of AstraZeneca saying millions of immunocompromised people can't be vaxxed, but that's who they're on the news saying needs it more than anybody and needs extra shots, even though it's not a vaccine. Remember that. It's a gene therapy banned before this happened that Trump got bamboozled and stampeded into signing on to. And I'm not even defending what Trump did. I'm just saying it's insane. So here is that incredible Project Veritas report.
You have to know a number of people cannot be vaccinated.
On a company-wide Zoom call on December 3rd, 2020, AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot stated millions of people with immune deficiencies can't be vaccinated. Even back then, he saw enormous potential in monoclonal antibody treatments.
Like if you have an immune disease, lupus, or some other immune condition, you cannot or multiple sclerosis, you cannot be vaccinated. So there are millions of people in the world that will need a protection that cannot be coming from a vaccine. So the long-acting antibody has enormous potential. This long-acting antibody is quite unique because this is the only combination that potentially will last more than 6 months up to potentially 12 months. And protect people for a long period of time.
Monoclonal antibody treatments were known to be effective relatively early in the COVID-19 pandemic, and some states in the U.S. moved quickly to use it as a frontline defense. However, the federal government actively pushed against the use of those treatments in favor of the vaccine.
The Biden administration, which revoked, outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer. We have had people use it, and we've had good results. People have a right to access these treatments, and to revoke it on this basis is just fundamentally wrong.
If the CEO of one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies realized back in 2020 that antibody treatments are necessary for the immunocompromised, why would governments around the world force vaccine mandates when millions of people are at risk if they got it?
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
But getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
It hits you. Lying, murdering, criminal death cult, erasing your immune system, giving you permanent prion infection on record. And we're just living in this. And you ask, why would they do it? Because they know the average person, when confronted with a crime this big, will just say it can't be true. Like, you know, the Catholic Church 100 years ago didn't have a big problem with pedophilia or any other big institution. Because when it happened, people went to prison or got their ass kicked. But people by the 60s and stuff didn't want to admit it was going on. So once you covered up somebody else doing something bad, you were now corrupted. And now the pedophiles have basically taken over every major institution. And they're using the same tactics in the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the public schools and all of it, so that you've got literal pedophiles coming for drag queen story time and little kids bouncing on, you know, these men's erections through their pants and all the rest of it. And then everybody just can't admit this abuse is happening. So they go, oh, just go along with it. And then they've broken your will. And now they can do basically anything they want. And I'm telling you, folks, I remember Ted Gunderson, who was high-level FBI. They wanted him to be the FBI director. He was the head of the whole L.A. sector, telling me they used pedophilia to control people like 25, 26, 27 years ago at dinner. And I knew he was respected, and he came off as true, but I just couldn't believe it. And I remember General Parton telling me that, the former head of the Air Force Weapons Development, telling me that. And I remember all these other old-timers. People ask how I know all this stuff. I had really smart people, top generals, top FBI, top CIA folks that told me all this stuff. I mean, I was told this before I ever got on air in 1995. And I knew about it, and I couldn't believe it. And now we're all living this, where there's open pedophilia on TV. There's open, we need dictatorships. We need to get rid of free speech. I showed you those articles yesterday, Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times, Bloomberg. Dictatorship's good, freedom's bad. I mean, I've got articles today in the UK where the BBC is teaching five-year-olds how to have sex. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's no end to this. Literal adults saying, we're grooming your children, we're going to seduce them, and we're now at the point of that. But the good news is the world is rejecting this garbage, and we'll cover the really positive news. No, we'll start the really positive news the next hour. I'll start with the Netflix implosion and what that signifies then. I want to hit the rest of COVID news and the mask mandate and some huge developments there as well when we come back. But man, this is just absolutely insane. And boy, General Parton and Ted Gunderson were dead on. Incredible men. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had quite a run here at InfoWars. We've had a huge effect when it comes to the fight against the globalist. And we've changed the world together. And I want to thank you for all you've done over the years with your prayers, your word of mouth, and shopping with us and supporting us while at the same time getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. But now, because of supply chain breakdowns, and now because of all the Democratic Party-funded lawsuits and the slanted nature of those attacks, we are maxed out and pushed up against a wall, just like America's pushed up against a wall. And we're being bullied. We're being brutalized by the special interests that want to get through us to be able to get to you. So if we put today's live show headline up on screen for TV viewers and ask the question, did Alex Jones InfoWars declare bankruptcy? Tune in and learn the truth. If you scroll down in that live show feed today, you'll find a subsection that's on InfoWarsStore.com where when you click on it, it takes you to a subpage at InfoWarsStore.com where you can make a $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 one-time donation, or you can sign up for a recurring donation, cancel any time. But this is the time in the fight for freedom to understand they're going to take everything from you if you don't start spending time and energy in the fight. And I'm not talking to regular listeners that have supported us over the years and done a great job. I'm talking to new listeners or occasional listeners who need to understand This is a serious situation we're in, and you need to put skin in the game financially to keep operations on the air like InfoWars. Think of the millions of people that learned about ivermectin and zinc and vitamin D and hydroxychloroquine alone from this show. Think about the pedophile drag queen story times that have been exposed and stopped by this broadcast. Think about our border reports exposing the human smuggling that triggered congressional investigations. Think about our anti-war reporting. Think about our 9/11 and Bohemian Grove and our reporting on the globalists and the occult. I mean, to try to list our exposure of fluoride in the water and atrazine and the attack on our children with the whole transgender cult. Think about everything we've been through together and just imagine InfoWars not being there. So I want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And every day during the live show, under the live show feed, we'll have a link to it as well, where you can donate and we can buy products. And again, all the t-shirts, all the apparel, all the ball caps, all the flags, some of it going back, some of the stuff's been in the warehouse 5 years, over 100 designs, great shirts, great ball caps, you name it. We're selling it all at cost. In the future, we're just going to have limited edition shirts for a limited time, only a few designs at a time. Because we can't sit there and pay for the larger inventory. We just can't do it. So, one-of-a-kind shirts, get them at InfoWarsStore.com. And the new Alex Jones Was Right shirt, very good-looking shirt, big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones Was Right, on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a limited edition shirt. We're only selling this limited edition for 1 month, and it's $24.95, so we get $18 from the sales. It's really nice fabric. It's an expensive shirt for us to make to fund our operations. So get your Alex Jones Was Right historic shirt and know you took part in the battle of the Republic and the battle for free human will and free speech worldwide at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. When we get together and stand up against the globalists, we are unstoppable. I'm counting on you. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There's blood on the street, it's up to my ankles.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles.
Signals the end of the New World Order thought police stranglehold on humanity. That's coming up next hour with your phone calls, my lovelies. But let's go ahead and hit this stack right now. I just, last few segments, played you two mega bombshells that'll just be forgotten by tomorrow, even by myself, because we're in the thick of the war. Not bitching at you. I mean, how do we have our memories? How do we point this out? Oh, here's the head of Health and Human Services saying these so-called vaccines really hurt black people, which are in the studies and they know. But we need to get more blacks injected. It's gaslighting. Hurts everybody. But black folks particularly, of course. The New World Order has a real hard on for black folks. And that's why they gave them gangster culture and CIA crack and just to destroy the family. And they're doing it to everybody else. But it was all first tested on them. So you look where black folks are at, that's where everybody else is about to be or is already there. Statistically, it's a nightmare situation. But let's look at this little jewel that we'll hit after I go through the stack. Rhode Island Dems submit bill to double state income tax for parents of unvaccinated minors. Medical tyranny. It's not even vaccine. That's what they're trying all over the world. That is a huge, huge deal. That's coming up. But first, let's go ahead and just plow through all of this information. But let me say something about the crew real quick. You know why I love the crew? This was already in my stack today, but they thought it was so important they brought it to me again about Rhode Island and the bill. But they didn't just give me the local article, the Miami Standard.news. They went and got the bill. And then they had the sections where it says that. See, we actually show you the bill, unlike what corporate media does. They'll tell you, oh, Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Where's the clip? Oh, Alex Jones did this and that. Well, really, where's the proof? It's all a pack of lies. And folks, I know you know that, but let me tell you, being a public figure in the middle of this, I've learned these people stack lies on top of lies where it's so complex. You think, well, this has got to have some truth to it, but it doesn't. So you don't want to give your kid an experimental shot that's been killing people all over the world? Well, you've got to pay double income tax, which is a huge tax in Rhode Island. Let's continue. Feds will appeal mask ruling only if mandates still needed. Oh, if the bureaucracy, the CDC, bought and paid for by Big Pharma says, well, then it's the science. You got to do it. All a giant fraud. All a giant lie. Metro drops mask mandate after 700 days and unease follows. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? Mask mandate suddenly sparks confusion, mixed messages. The airports were all shut down yesterday with a bunch of flights delayed because people were like, what, they're not wearing their masks? The government says I don't have to now? Team Biden wavers on fight over mask after court setback, but they're promising to try to bring it back. The summer of revenge travel is coming. No one can afford it. Yeah, the prices are just exploding thanks to inflation, which they're blaming on Putin. And if it was Putin's fault, I'd say, screw you, Putin. But it's not. It's the central banks issuing so much currency and devaluing things. Is it Putin's fault Zimbabwe had hyperinflation? Is it Putin's fault Weimar Germany had hyperinflation? No, it's the fault of the central banks and our fault for letting it happen. Man, if only Putin was our problem, that'd be easy to fix. Biden administration is set to appeal ruling that lifted mask mandate, of course. White House divided. HHS secretary, same one that says vaccines are killing people, but it's okay, splits from Biden, says admin will likely appeal mask mandate. And it goes on from there. Now, this is really important. I told you this 2 years ago on record, probably 100 times. Just I was trying to find it this morning. I couldn't, but I saw the clip because I said it. Remember, I said, you won't be able to go out to the ball game. They'll try to make you wear a mask forever. And they're going to say that viruses are like weather reports now. So lockdowns will be rolling, random, controlled by AI, just training you to live in a police state with all the little home assistants watching you and listening to you. Says it all right here. Official CDC.gov announcement yesterday, April 19, 2022. Center for Forecasting Outbreak Analysis Analytics. And it says that it'll be like weather reports, but it'll decide whether you can leave your house or where you can go. Called a high-tech martial law grid. And why would anyone go along with this when it's going to destroy you and your family? 99.999% of people are going to be screwed by this. So stop pretending as a leftist bureaucrat or as a teacher or a lawyer or whatever that you're part of the structure and going along with this is powerful and cool. No, you're a schmuck. You're a useful idiot. It's not cool. Again, I already covered this, but here it is again. Veritas strikes again. AstraZeneca CEO admits you shouldn't give the vaccine that isn't a vaccine to autoimmune compromise that can kill them, but then publicly pushed it on them. Unbelievable. Oh, today we officially launched the CDC Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. Imagine having the models and forecasts needed to look and to predict diseases, outbreaks, like we predict the weather. This center is striving to do just that. So if you liked all the fake forecasting and fake lies of, you know, 5 million dead Americans and a million dead Brits and all of it lies, well, don't worry. Now it'll all be computerized, even fancier, forced onto your phone or TV. And here's the guy that's running the whole deal, another little globalist New World Order minion, who we are, the leadership of the CDC corporate revolving door. For total control. Look at it for yourself. Oh, but it gets better. Hand-implanted microchip, well monitor, or the Wallet Monitor, or Wallet More, will work with digital wallet for contactless payments. Oh, you can't contact anything. You can't shake a hand or pick up a menu or anything. So now you just wave your arm. It's to stop viruses. Yeah, right, ladies and gentlemen. It's so wonderful. And there's going to be idiots that line up for this because they fetishize submitting to tyranny. How long did I tell you that was coming? Remember all the school kids keeping 20 feet away from each other in school, or you couldn't see your parents in the nursing home, or couldn't see them, their dead body, when they died because they'd actually killed your parents? It's all a giant exercise in euthanasia. All a giant exercise in evil. Oh, this is inhumane. The cost of zero COVID in Shanghai. The Guardian says we need lockdowns, but not ones where everyone's starving to death and dying. Oh, it's not so trendy now. COVID frustration mounts over Shanghai's tough lockdowns, the German news reports. Yes, it's tough. Yeah, that's Xi Jinping. He's tough with, like, nobody even dying from COVID. It's all asymptomatic, but he's using it as a martial law drill and a way to shut down their major industry cities to destroy Western companies in economic war. Because you can't get the Chinese to stop working. So you just, oh, you're all locked in your houses. It's like turning the robots off, poor people. Shanghai deflates the Chinese dream, says Reuters. Rhode Island Dems submit bill to double state income tax of parents of unvaccinated minors. I already mentioned that, but just what a fiasco. All right, we're going to go to break. But just don't let yourself forget that the CEO of AstraZeneca 2 years ago in a call to the employees to thousands said, don't take the shot of your autoimmune compromise. It'll hurt you or kill you. And then covered it up later and said you should take it. Or that the head of the Health and Human Services says, oh, the vaccine kills double the black people. But that's okay. Because, you know, Tim Cook's gay. You know, it's like, we're liberal. Hey, men can have babies. All right. Everything's illogic. Everything's in your face. It's totally insane. These articles are all on InfoWars.com. The Megadeth Intellectuals of the Great Reset, such a key new report by Greg Reese. Shocking HHS secretary admits vaccines kill minorities twice the rate of white people. You might want to share those articles. They're hoping like the devil you don't. Now, that's that stack. And I've gotten through four stacks. I've got about 15 other stacks here. And we're going to hit them all. And I'm going to give the number out. And I'm going to take your call next hour. And I'm going to hit the good news. Every globalist institution is collapsing. Everyone's turning against them. And all the desperate power grabs and surveillance and intimidation and virus releases and lockdowns is to try to scare you back into submission. So just because they get some useless eaters, in their own words, useful idiots to follow them, doesn't matter. 5% of a highly motivated group can stop them. We've got way more than that. 20% of the world's awake. It's about to be 40%, and it's game over the New World Order. Hour number two, straight ahead. I'm fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We've had devastating victories in my life. I've put, thanks to you supporting us, a real dent in our operations. In fact, more than one dent. We have savaged them in a very, very hardcore way, thanks to you and us together. And they want to destroy me because of it, because they're scared of us, and they should be. So I'll tell you, I'll go on to the end no matter what happens, whether we win, lose, I collapse. I'm just telling you, I've got more victory left in me. I'm long in the tooth now, folks. 48 in a 28-year war is like I'm 100, okay? The enemy looks and goes, he looks tired. He looks hurt. Yeah, I look hurt. I've been stabbing your ass hard. I've been biting you. I've been petting. Yeah, you bet I look bad. Because I've been putting my will against you for a long time. I have set the fires. We have prepared the resistance. We have laid the way. You bet I'm hurt. You bet I'm screwed up now. Ain't no going back now. I know my best days are still here to come. But I can't fight these people in the ring for you if you don't pray for me. And if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy our products, and I'm telling you, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, if you don't support us financially, we're going to implode very, very soon. And the globalists are going to celebrate like chickens with their heads cut off. But that's okay. That's what they do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.